So you see, this Jai Krishnamurti code is what you must develop the understanding, and the third way actually give you the understanding. Jai Krishnamurti daily code online. Yeah? He said we are creating our own time, and therefore we are slave to time, which is I must achieve or become something in time, means successful, enlightened, or whatever. But understand the nature of time and remain totally with what is. What is the present moment, the reality. Take for example, he said, envy, for example. Don't try to transform it into something else. Even anger also same, fear also same. Don't try to transform it into anything else. Remain with it. Ah, this is the third way. Stay with it. Just maintain awareness. And look at it. Observe it. It's with mindfulness, awareness. As you observe, what happened? You don't give it any more mental energy. You don't want it to change. You accept it. You want to find out what is it. Then it will dissolve. So this dissolving is very important. As you observe, it dissolve. I mean, it ceases. In that observation, there is no time where you are fully aware. That's how you will come to know. Then I add in the word that is peace, liberation, and freedom. This one I add in one so that you can understand. Here, as you observe, it dissolve means your wisdom will arise. Envy, anger, fear is not you. Is dependent, originating, condition arising, is not intrinsic in you. That's how you understand it, that this is impermanent, dependent, originating. And then you connect it back to the Buddha's teaching. Krishnamurti no need to connect. He straight away realized he know no reality. He doesn't use Dhamma word, but he use wisdom, understanding, day-to-day language. So this is the third way that I try to let you understand, Miss Lee.
Okay, so thank you.
Use that to actually develop the clear understanding. Well, this is insight. After you silent and be with it, it ceases. Then there is an awakening from that silent mind, that nature. Yeah. I don't have to do anything. Everything ceases. What does it mean? It means this is not intrinsic. My intrinsic true mind is when I silent and maintain awareness, it return to its original state of tranquility, stillness. That's how I realize my true mind. Yeah. Then when you understand that, then you understand the Buddha's teaching that anger, envy, the aggregates of mind, they are dependent originating, condition arising, cause of not. That's why it's impermanent, not real, not what you think. Then the anicchang, dukkang, anatta, you penetrate, you awaken. So there are many ways to realize that. Sometimes it's the direct seeing. It depends on how you cultivate. Okay, so this is very useful, very helpful.